Subject: in love with a married man. Hello, Shirley and Steve. I'm in my 30s, and I'm a successful single mother of two. I divorced my ex-husband because of infidelity our whole marriage. While out shopping, I met a man. He asked me for my number, and he called me from his job. I quickly suspected he was married, so I left him a message, letting him know I was not interested in that situation. He got my message and persisted that he was a good guy and just looking for a friend in the area. So I accepted his invite to lunch. We began to talk about him being married, but not happy. I encouraged him to stay with his wife and work it out. Weeks later, we went out and had a few drinks, and he came back to my house, and you know the rest. Since then, we've become inseparable. He tells me and shows me daily that he loves me and my kids. It's been 6 months, and he is still with his wife. He wants to leave, but he has a child at home. He tells me he is going to leave, but he has to prepare. We have the best communication, and we don't just have sex daily, but we are like soulmates. He respects his wife and never stays overnight unless it's well planned. He tells me about his past as a player, but has only cheated on his wife once other than me. She does not kiss or touch him, and sex is extremely rare. She has gained a lot of weight and refuses his encouragement to go on a diet and exercise. He says he loves her, but is not in love. Sometimes he gets so upset that he wants to cry. I believe he is really hurting and wants to leave. But he is such a good guy. Do you think I'm a fool to think he will leave her for me? If he does, will he do me the same way eventually? I do feel bad because I've been the married woman before, and now I'm the other woman. Yeah, you're a fool to think he'll leave her for you. Will he do you the same way eventually? Who knows? But he might. He did it to her, so it's a chance you'll be taking. But you've fallen. I got to tell you this: you've fallen for one of the oldest tricks in the book from a married man. You know, he's not happy at home. You know the game. His wife doesn't do it for him anymore. Blah blah blah. Woo woo woo. You know that. You've been in the position of the wife who's been cheated on before. That is why you are divorced right now. So you know what's up. You know the game. So this is what I say to you. If this love is as real as you think it is, come on. Just break it off. You're a gambler. Break it off. Let him end his marriage the proper way. Then come back to you free and single. That's how you want to do it. Or else you're just a side piece. That's it. That's all. Steve?
All right. This same old damn thing.
Yeah.
Don't make no damn sense. You divorce your ex-husband because of infidelity, our whole marriage. Okay, now here you go. You out shopping. You met a man. Gave him his number. You suspected he was married. So you left a message letting him know that you wasn't interested in that situation. He got the message and persisted that he was a good guy and just looking for a friend in the area. Ladies, be your friend for what? He looking for a friend. You don't play ball. Probably don't smoke cigars. Probably don't golf. What? He looking for a friend in the area. What? No dudes available to be friends.
In the area.
All right. So I accepted his invite to lunch. We began to talk about him being married, but not happy. I encouraged him to stay with his wife and work it out. So both y'all just sitting up there lying.
Yep.
Both of y'all. He lied. Shirley said it best. It's the oldest trick. There ain't a married man living that ain't happy at home, wants to leave, got a child involved. Can't. I got to do the right thing. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. How big of a sucker can you keep being? But if y'all gonna let us keep using these lines and they work, we gonna keep saying these lines cause they work.
Yep.
Weeks later, we went out, had a few drinks. He came back to my house and you know the rest. Yeah, because y'all was at lunch 2 weeks ago lying. He unhappy. He just want to be friends. You encouraging him to work it out and stay with his wife. Whole time you was looking over there, both of y'all looking at each other like y'all was about to be lunch. Okay? Then he tells me and shows me, since then you become inseparable, tell you and shows you daily he loves me and the kids. It's been 6 months and he's still with his wife. He wants to leave, but he has a child at home. He tells me he's going to leave, but he has to prepare. We all say that.
Yeah,
that's the line that a married guy uses. How stupid are you? But here's the part. He tells me he's going to leave, but he has to prepare. Do you know how you leave? This is what you do. You go home, you pack your stuff, and you move.
Yeah.
That's how it's done.
You do what?
You go home, you pack your stuff, and you move.
And you move.
That's it.
That's how you
guess
prepare.
What? That's how you prepare. You ain't got to get ready to pack.
Yeah. Get out of here.
Go pack.
Yeah.
If you love her that much and he love you as much as he say, you and them kids, he'll walk away right now.
But he's still there.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.